Adrian Bankert, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am still reading your book. Hey, everybody, this is Adrian Bankert. She is the host of Morning in America on News Nation. And her book that we've talked about in the past is called Your Hidden Superpower, The Kindness That Makes You Unbeatable at Work and Connects You with Anyone. And I forgot to ask you, I saw that Garth Brooks kind of has a message, you know, like, do you know him?
Well, I met him. I met him through my previous employer, and we had a moment that he shared on his Facebook page because I just turned the corner and there he was, and I kind of fangirled out, not really thinking about it, and started, it's like, will you sing a song? And he's like, oh, will you sing a song from your album? And, you know, he suggested that it was a song from his album. I said, no, let's sing a different song. And so we ended up singing in the hallway. And we posted the video, and then his PR team said, will you get us the video? And I said, sure, no problem. And that was that. So,
wow. Yeah. Because I identify him as the nicest person in country music.
I think he's one of the sweetest people. He has the clearest, bluest mm-hmm. eyes. He's mm-hmm. just a good soul. Yeah. And okay. It was very generous of him.
Let me share something from your book that has connected with me. This is from Adrian Bankert's book. It was put out in 2020, but I'm very slow at getting through books, and so little by little. But I think this is a message that rings true for so many people. She wrote, when you are real, you can combat cutthroat and cancel culture by creating a positive environment. That is how we change the world. We pursue and embrace realness. When you're kind, you become unapologetically extraordinary in many ways. In these pages, you will see what it takes to be exceptional and down to earth at the same time. I highlight some of the powerful people I've met who have risen above negativity and refused to deny the world their unique gifts, the gifts that they bring to this table. I paraphrase there. I'm reading ahead of myself. My hope is that everyone who reads this will, perhaps for the first time, feel at home in their own skin. You're going to become comfortable in your greatness. I think that's so awesome. And when I read that, I thought, well, no wonder Garth wanted to put a quote out about the book, because it's good. So if you get a chance, pick it up. It's called Your Hidden Superpower, The Kindness That Makes You Unbeatable at Work and Connects You with Anyone. And I think that's why you're so successful, is because you're a kind person.
Well, thank you. I mean, we all have our moments. We all have our imperfections. But that book, it's gold, and I really was inspired by kind people to even put that book out. You know, I always said I wasn't kind enough to write this book. I wanted to be.
Mm.
So
we have to practice.
Yes, it's so important to practice, like a muscle memory.
Did you buy a Powerball ticket?
I didn't, but I should have. I wanted to.
I'm buying one now. I am buying one now because there was no winner drawn, which means now it's up to $800 million or more.
Wow.
What would you do with it?
I'd buy one of the yachts
that we see out on the lake every day.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'd buy one of the yachts in the bay or in the Chicago, Lake Michigan. I know where I'm at. I would definitely give a hefty portion to charity. I've been involved in local charities for years. I would definitely take a trip, like a once-in-a-lifetime bucket list trip, Fiji, mm-hmm. Bali, New Zealand, Australia.
Maldives, that's on my yeah. place right now. So Adrian Bankert, what, Maldives?
Yeah, they've been bringing up Maldives over and over again.
I'm obsessed. They keep putting pictures everywhere I turn. There's pictures of Maldives. I'd never heard of it 5 years ago, and now I can't live if I don't go there someday. But it's very expensive. I need to win the Powerball. Adrian focuses on the news all week, but when she joins us on the Lisa Dent Show, we just highlight some of the stories that she found intriguing or that are making news this week. And one of them is the communities who are fighting back against crime. Every time I talk about crime in Chicago, people in Seattle or Pittsburgh or Philadelphia, they all like, we have it here too. It seems to be everywhere.
Exactly. It is. And it's something that communities are doing, you know, more and more frequently is neighborhood watch programs, and different organizations, churches are getting involved in combating crime. Community policing is back in focus. It has been over the past few years, but now there really is more of an effort to get to know the police department and the officers in your community, and to feel safer in that way. So I think it's remarkable. It's brave. Crime is at an all-time high in many cities, and not just big cities, but smaller and mid-sized cities as well.
In one of the stories you covered, Reverend Edward Richard Hines said, "We have a gun-demic." Boy, isn't that the truth? Because everybody who gets in a squabble around here pulls out a gun and shoots somebody. And it's like, it was just a little traffic infraction. What is going on?
Yeah, well, you definitely can't flip the bird or honk or yell like you used to. You don't know who's going to be coming at you after that. But he has a group called the God Squad, and they monitor the streets. They try to teach young people about how to de-escalate conflict in, you know, nonviolent ways. And they mentor and help support young people who maybe would be joining a gang, but they really are just looking for family.
And I'm always confused by the U.S. unemployment claims and all those reports. Is it up? Is it down? And I know you covered that this week.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit up, but it's far lower than we would expect it to be. But I always say that the big thing now is, even though we're seeing this unemployment report come out, we should have a new report. And the new report should be what jobs are not being filled right now. Because while fewer people are filing for unemployment, that's just a part of the pie. Right now, a lot of companies, a lot of hospitality services, they're not getting the employees, the workers that they need. And so they're severely understaffed. So I think we need a new report. They need to add something to this report.
Right, because it never spells out exactly what is happening. It's just numbers that can be taken in any direction. All right, Adrian, we love you. Thank you for jumping on the show today.
I love you.
She's every time I say that, she goes, "You know, I have flaws too." I'm like, everybody, I get it, but you're just a nice person, and we appreciate that you come on the show with us. So have a beautiful afternoon, and we'll be watching you in the morning.
Thank you.
She is the host of Morning in America on News Nation. Check her out. You've probably seen her over the years on many different networks, but we love that she's in Chicago. Steve has your news coming up next on 720 WGN.